The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
TrueReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This is a podcast. It's on the internet. It's in the comedy genre. You know, we take that comedy genre and apply it to internet reviews from places like Amazon. You ever heard of it?
I have. Have they?
Doubt it. Let me hit you with this one. Google.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm familiar.
You can't spell Google without ooh. Ooh. Someone should put us in the head of marketing. We spit and fire like that. I've been thinking about how to present this, how to segue this little thing I have to talk about all day, and I don't have it. I don't have a cool Matt segue, so I'm just going to talk about it. I was in the car, and a song came on, and the song got me in touch with my roots. You know what I mean? It made me feel like this is kind of connected intrinsically to who I am, and I thought... Ooh. I have to be honest with myself. I'm white trash, but I'm not like wear a red hat and drive a truck with 4x4 technology type white trash. I'm like when Counting Crows comes on the radio, I turn that shit all the way up and sing along type white trash. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Around here.
Around we won't here. Mr. Jones and me. Oh. That dread-headed doofus just has something about his voice. And that wonderful backing instrumentation just activates horrible things deep down in the worst part of me and my primordial ooze that creates my personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have much else to say about it. I just thought that was funny.
What was the song in question?
Of course, Long December.
Oh, okay.
It was a real downer, but it's still...
Yeah.
Long December. I couldn't handle it. The way it moved me, I was like, this is the kind of feeling you get when, you know, you look in the mirror and you see a Neanderthal and then you blink and it's you again. Your ancestry just staring you in the face.
Yeah,
this is who you are. It's like me listening to Counting Crows is like it's like Black Panther going to the fucking dream savanna where all the kings are looking up at the trees where all his the kings of the past rest. The same sort of thing it activates in me.
Yeah, yeah, except they've all got, like, sub sandwiches from the grocery store.
And ripped jeans. They didn't, and not ones they bought like that.
No, they got caught on the tractor, and they're just, they're still good.
Yeah, well, do you have a review?
I do. I have a review, actually a couple, that were sent to me by... Friend of the show, friend of us, friend of improv and comedy in general, Eric.
Eric, improv's friend. That's what
improv's
it is.
Friend.
That's what it says on his Twitter bio.
Yeah, yeah. Him and I go back, but him and improv go back even farther.
He's there at the beginning, him and Del Close.
Yeah. He sent these reviews from Zola.com, you know, where you go if you're getting married. But according to Zola, these reviews were originally sourced from Cuisinart.com because this is the Cuisinart 1.7 liter perfect temp cordless electric kettle.
Queeze. Having the sound queeze in your brand is kind of weird to me.
It's like cuisine, but in any case, this is an electric kettle, which brings out the Neanderthal in me because I typically just throw that thing on fire and then I wait for it to start making noises.
And then you, in turn, unga bunga at the fire.
Yeah. Unga.
Your ancestors are just Donnie from Wild Thorn Bears.
Yeah. So here is a review from J West 2, who titles their review Mo Kettle, Mo Problems. They write, got a replacement kettle and the water level gauge doesn't work. The first kettle decided it was just going to beep 5 times rather than boiling water. Maybe it was tired of doing the same thing day in, day out. No, I don't recommend this product. 1 star.
Yeah, sounds like you had a get that personality, Star Wars style, where they yep. reset the personality chip yep. in the machine.
That's where my mind went as well.
Yeah.
If you've got a machine that's sick of it, oh no.
Yeah, it's starting to develop a personality. You got to send that back to the manufacturers for a little reset.
Hard reset. You don't want...
Before you get R2 cracking jokes, like making oil slick, telling you stuff you don't want to hear.
There's that, or there's, what was it, Blinky? That short film from probably like 10 years ago now.
Is that the scary one where the...
That's the scary one with the kid from Where the Wild Things Are.
I don't know if... Hopefully no one was abusing this robot, which resulted in it saying 5 cuss words and just turning off every time you try and boil something.
The kettle was censoring itself with 5 consecutive beeps. Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, you want this water boiled? You beep, 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 beep.
The mouth on that thing. Mine just whistles at me.
Yeah.
It's a little sexual harassy, but I'll take a whistle every now and then.
Yeah, see, R2, you know, not all robots turn out spunky and fun like R2 after you let them develop that personality. Some of them just cuss you out. Some of them are more in the Bender spectrum.
Bender's fun-loving, though. This tea kettle doesn't seem the same way. I've got the second review of this two-hander. This comes from MD1983, who titles their review, Need That Warranty. They write, broken. Didn't last 2 years. Not great for a fancy kettle. Wife was proud of the fancy kettle, and now is boiling water in a saucepan on the stove like some 1950s pauper.
What the fuck?
Sad, sad days in our kitchen. They say it's better to have had a fancy kettle and lost... Never had to have a fancy kettle at all, but I don't know. I just don't know. 1 star.
God forbid you have to boil water in a saucepan, Jesus.
Well, I don't know that. I guess, yeah, that just shows how not quite Homo erectus my water boiling lobes have grown, because I'm thinking. The only thing you would boil water for is tea in a kettle. But no, sure. You could boil water in a kettle for any number of things. Pasta.
Nothing hits a cup of ramen better than some kettle cooked water.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
The old Japanese konbini, they got the instant hot kettle.
Good.
Just so you're ready to go on that rom-rom, you know what I'm saying?
The more you talk, I look next to me and I see the firm butt imprints of my Neanderthal brethren. Like they were just here. I'm not alone on the caveman log. I have friends.
If you looked a second closer, you'd see a Star Wars-like ghost.
I would feel something. I would sense them.
Yeah, you're trying to boil some water. You hear unga bunga whispers in the wind.
Unga bunga.
Diddy Kong-like machinations swimming around in your head.
Oh, Diddy. Diddy's my guy. That, not to completely derail us and take us to a reference that almost nobody is going to know, but...
The best guy.
In the Smash Ultimate, the Super Smash Brothers Ultimate trailer for when they announced Banjo-Kazooie as an add-on character. For one, it was an excellent subterfuge. It was excellent, like, dangle, dangle, nope, that's not it. But yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent bit of what's cat and mouse. I'm forgetting the phrase because I'm so excited about Diddy Kong being excited. But when Diddy Kong and Donkey Kong were like, red herring, bait and switch. It was a bait and switch. But then you got the bait back. Because it looked like it was going to be
the whole time, idiot.
Yeah, it was going to be Banjo-Kazooie, but then it was just the Dog Hunt dog, and the Duck Hunt dog, and they're laughing at you. Yeah, you're like, I hate that dog. But then, boom, Banjo just knees him to the turf, and you're like, yes. And then Diddy and Donkey Kong are like, oh. And that's how that brings me such joy.
You react the same way when you see a fancy kettle boiling water. You're going apeshit.
I'm pounding on things, literally, yes.
You're down like bean all over the place.
My Kong brethren and I, we can't handle our just enthusiasm.
You know who seems like a tea guy?
Who's that?
No doubt, Lanky, for sure. Lanky loves a good spot of tea, a good Scottish... what do they call it? Scottish black.
Scottish
Irish.
Breakfast tea or something?
Oh, yeah. That's the extra caffeine one. Then he goes a little, what do they call them in the theme song?
This lots Kong of stuff. He gets dragged through the mud.
the rest of them are kind of like rap battles from their perspectives, building themselves up. And then, Lanky's just like, he kind of sucks. He's kind of weird.
He's goofy. He's a funny goofy sort.
He's funny. He doesn't get a gun. Don't the rest of the Kongs literally have guns? He just gets a blowpipe that shoots grapes.
Yeah. He has to kind of squat down.
Tiny gets a rocket launcher. Donkey Kong gets like a
coconut.
Right? Yeah, the coconut gun's like a literal shotgun. Not with pellets, but with slugs. Diddy's got the double gats, the Uzis.
Peanut poppers. Yeah.
Doing a drive-by on unsuspecting rival Kong gangs. Crocodile gangs, I should say. And then what's Minnie got? Or who's Dixie? Is she the 64?
Yeah.
Does she have a sniper rifle or something?
I don't know.
Yeah. Us boys, when we were kids, we were not.
You know, play as a girl.
Yeah, we weren't playing. Unless you had to do the her helicopter spin to get somewhere. Right. As soon as we get there, we're switching back to friggin' Lanky or Diddy. Anyway, boiling water. Anything else to say about boiling water?
Thumbs up.
We love it.
I love some hot water soup.
Since we're getting hot, 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 I'll bring us down to the cold, cold, cold side of watery treats.
Okay.
This is an Amazon review for Is Cream Genuine Icy Brand Countertop Size Icy At Home Slushy Maker.
Okay. Now, you criticized Cuisinart for having a poor brand name, but Is Cream?
Is Cream.
You're like, I don't know if I would have gone in that direction.
Father, what is that? Is Cream.
Maybe they're marketing towards the cavemen among us.
Is Cream.
I've seen cavemen go unga bunga, they work up a froth, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, this is an icy. I thought icy was just Midwest. Maybe it's elsewhere in the world too.
I feel like we attribute a lot of things to the Midwest that are probably true of a lot of other places.
Yeah, icy is it's like the Slurpee, but it's got a polar bear as a mascot. The Kmarts around me growing up always had those, and the K-Cafe.
Yeah.
You're a good boy when you go shopping with mom. You can get like a pretzel or an icy.
Oh.
But anywho, this is a review from Turtle Farm, Maine. So Maine definitely has icies too. They title it, "Woohoo! My slushy addiction has been satisfied." Hey, right. Used it twice now. Made regular black cherry slushies and coffee frappes. They came out great. We make our own ice cream, so we use rock salt. Have to say, don't use rock salt. It binds it up. Use table or kosher salt. Second run of fraps, coffee syrup and 2% milk, came out better than Starbucks. We did end up increasing the syrup to 7 ounces instead of 5 ounces for both runs. It goes quick. Watch it like a hawk after 10 minutes, because it's one of those nothing, 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 holy cow, we got slushies. Make sure to keep the ice topped off and you're golden. Prep is key, though make sure everything is cold when you start. Kids are on missions now to find wacky flavors to prank friends when we get out of lockdown. What emoji is that? Hold on. some sort of happy emoji. It's hard to see in Amazon. Stupid font. The noise isn't any louder than a hand mixer or a regular ice cream machine. But if it gets loud, it meant something was wrong. Rock salt binding up in it. In our case, 5 stars.
I have sitting next to me, it, just like the past, I don't know how many weeks of recording this show, I have a G Fuel flavored energy formula that is Sanic chili dogs.
You're just leaving that chill in your recording space, just huh?
Been sitting here.
It's almost like we are a webcam podcast, and you stack up the little Easter eggs from past episodes in your webcam space.
Yeah, everyone can feel the aura of this unholy.
Oh my God!
G Fuel.
I don't want to complete your sentence for you, but you're saying hot dog slushy.
It's a hot dog slushy. These kids are gonna really wow their friends with frozen barf. Because that's what I would equate it to.
Oh yeah, hot dog taste is not far from the barf taste.
Yeah, you got. It's chili. It's chili cheese dog, right?
Chili cheese dog.
Well, it just says chili dog, but if I recall, the packaging had cheese on the chili
had a little
on
cheese
the dog.
Squirt. That included some Kraft mac and cheese and cheese powder in there just to spice it up.
Awful.
Isn't it like a brown red? It looked like a hot weenie.
Yeah, I don't want to open color, it up again, right? But I'm going to open it up again and just look at the powder.
Don't smell it, dude. I can smell it from here.
I'm not breathing through my nose. It's kind of just a gross gray. Oh, God.
I kind of... did you snort? So what happened?
It's just like the taste got in my mouth through the air.
It attacked.
Anyway, Turtle Farm, Maine has... has introduced... It's so bad. Has introduced a whole new way of life to me, I think.
Okay.
And that from now on, my eyes are open to the possibilities that at any moment it could be nothing. Holy cow, we got ices.
Yeah. I kind of know what she means, though. When you're cooking, it's like, what the fuck is this? I feel like that's how it is with curry. It's like, why am I making soup? Why? This isn't supposed to be soup.
Stir.
What is going on here? And then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
Thick, daddy stuff.
I love thick daddy stuff.
So I think that's sound advice, right? Like after the 10-minute mark, something, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen fast.
Be there.
Be there for it. This is not a hands-off type slushy maker, you know, but if you can wield its power properly,
boy,
you can
get
a chili cheese dog slushies for the neighborhood children. She said that once they're out of lockdown, they want to share all the flavors. It's going to put the kids back in lockdown.
Yeah, they're going to be out for weeks.
Just the scent of the dust on the air is enough to send a grown man reeling.
It is bad. It is seriously bad.
It makes me curious. I don't even want to watch the tasting videos because it's so like, I'm not down. That's not my idea of entertainment, watching other people become sick.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be someone who liked it, right?
I would. Yeah, people are freaks. We know that. we know that.
We get at least an hour of firsthand freakitude on this show every week. You're right. I'm a big slushy guy. Uh-huh. I think if we were to have a slushy flavor contest,
okay,
this might be basic, but it's kind of my favorite. It kind of sticks out to me. Maybe I'd put a little swing on it, but definitely orange creamsicle slushy. Ooh. Sounds like it would bang, right?
That does sound good.
It's a little chilly. It's not the season.
Right.
I'll take a crime sickle at any time of the year, I think.
Yeah, blue raspberry is a good go-to flavor. I feel it could be upped to do a whole nother tier if it were sour blue raspberry.
Oh, you're speaking my language.
You pucker on that straw. Oh, my God.
No, it really gets me going stupid.
What's that?
Sour grape.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Green or purple?
Purple sour grape. Yeah. It's purple as heck. It's got a bushel of grape, cartoon grapes on the cover, and they are like, they're either puckering so hard it looks like their flesh is paring off their face, or just yelling, just like teeth out, like doing the let's fucking go face. Mm,
yes.
And it's great. And I win the contest.
That sounds good.
Do you have a review?
Yeah, I do. You know, I do. I guess this is going to bring us back to my primal brethren, because this is an IMDb review for Transformers Beast Wars.
I watched Beast Wars every day before school. I want to say from like whenever the run was, I think it was like WGN in the mornings.
Classic.
Yeah, from classic. Like, it had to be like from kindergarten until like second or third grade, I want to say. That show was a staple in my life. Rat Trap, you know, the homie?
Yeah.
That's probably my beginning of loving little Weasel Boy characters. who's the anime? He was like the anime character. The Cheetah? It wasn't Chitara. That's the girl from...
Right.
From Lion Boys, Cat Guys. What's that show? Thundercats.
Yeah. You said too many silly alternatives. My mind could only think of other stupid things.
But all that is to say, I'm very excited for what you brought to us.
This review comes to us from Curiosity Killed Sean. Sorry, Sean.
Poor guy.
Sean titles his review, "Absolutely Horrible." And writes, "I saw the show quite a few times on Channel 5 on weekend mornings, and I have to say that it's jaw-droppingly awful. The premise is that the Transformers arrive on Earth during the dinosaur days and take on the form of animals instead of machines. Optimus Prime / Primal is a big ape, and most of the Decepticons are insects. I would describe it a bit more, but it was such a hash of badly animated crap and pathetic characters that it all just congeals together into one big mess in my mind. Opting for nauseating CGI animation instead of the traditional ink and paint, the show had a gaunt and unnatural feel that was so distracting. If it had been done like the old Transformers shows, then I would have forgiven it for having weak characters and boring stories. But it was just the worst it could have possibly been. Beast Wars is undeniably the worst Transformers spinoff and is so boring you'll want to punch a hole in my TV." He didn't even rate it number-wise.
This shit has got me torn up.
You're shredded.
He says, "This premise sucks," and then explains the awesome premise. The fucking coolest premise ever.
That they're animals.
Hey, remember Dinobots? The fucking, like, coolest subplots of the old Transformers shows and movies was always Dinobots, in my opinion. Fuck Unicron. Fuck Decepticon subplots. Dinobots, baby. That, like, anarchist third faction. That's what we want. So let's make it all that, all the time. And the CG, listeners, if you're not familiar with Transformers Beast Wars, it has not aged well. No. There's no doubt in my mind it has not aged well. But I will say that shit was incredibly ahead of its time.
I was going to say, it's cutting edge for the time. There was nothing else.
Right. I'm pretty sure Beast Wars predates Pixar. And Toy Story, which is the first 3D thing that ever looked good.
At that point, this may have been before, what was that other weird show that was like...
Reboot.
Reboot also looks terrible by today's standards, but there's nothing else like it at the time.
Yeah, even We got it like 5 or 10 years after Canada had it, and it was still way ahead of its time when it aired on Toonami.
Man.
That show rules. And some of the later seasons look kind of cool. They sort of lean into that weird art style even more as they get the technology to it. It's fun. Ugh. But Beast Wars is sick. Way ahead of its time. Probably hard to watch now, but I remember, like, even as a kid, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I kind of had a good radar for crappy writing.
Okay.
There's probably stuff I like that people would say is written crap, or like written like crap, like Naruto, for example. But I disagree. That's an entirely different conversation. But I remember watching like Fantastic Four cartoons when I was a kid and being like, this is kind of empty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Beast Wars got a pass. I was there for Beast Wars. There was quips. I remember that. There was Monkey Optimus Prime trying to get in touch with the spirits of the land.
I mean, I really just liked seeing the cheetah walk around like their clubhouse base.
They had sickest base.
It's like a cool base. The cheetah's just chilling on a couch or something.
And the toys! That was a fantastic era for Transformers toys. That is what I remember. It didn't have the base. Car toys are cool. Robot toys are cool. Not so much as cool as about just like a rat that sits there. But for somehow it was still awesome. That's what I remember. I remember McDonald's had a cool run of Beast Wars Transformers. Those are some of the best McDonald's toys besides like the Pokemon ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing these out there. These hot takes, all right, about Beast Wars. And okay. It's memorabilia.
The one thing that I feel we should comment on before finishing this is how our boy Curious Sean said that the show is so bad and boring, it'll make you want to punch a hole in his TV.
Yeah, I'll punch a hole in your fucking TV, bud. Probably dumbass shit you were saying. That reminds me, my third point.
Yes.
He said, like, no Transformers thing ever has looked so bad or been so bad.
Mm-hmm.
The original Transformers cartoon set the standard for, like, crappy animation used to pump up toy sales.
That is true. That's what it was all about.
Yeah, I love Transformers. I forget which seasons they were, if it was the first or if it came a little later, like X-Men did. You want to talk about 2D animation that's hard to watch? It's got a lot of it. I mean, the movies are awesome. There's all kinds of good stuff. Oh, I'm looking at... looking at this. Yeah, Matt sent me a picture of the cheetah in cheetah mode. But, you know, as disgusting as it looks, look how expressive. You know what that man's is feeling?
Dude looks crazed.
Optimus is looking just a little baked up.
I want to watch it now just to know, like, what scene, what's happening right now that has that cheetah, like,
ugh! Let me set the scene. We're going into break time, but I don't even care. The cheetah, Monkey Optimus is putting his arm around the shoulder of Cheetah, whatever Cheetah guy's name is. And he's like, getting close to tell him something serious. And Cheetah looks very apprehensive, he's listening very intently. But Optimus's eyes are glazed over and he's like, and I just picture him saying, like, Optimus is just baked out of his mind. He goes up to Cheetah and he's telling him some weird conspiracy theory, like anti-Decepticon propaganda right now.
That's why we don't close the fridge. Okay.
You know, Megatron hasn't cleaned his ass crack in 5 years. Cheetah's just like, what the hell are you talking about? What was Megatron in that show? Was he a dinosaur? Was he a T-Rex with a gun?
I don't know.
I think he was a T-Rex. Hold on. Megatron. Also, the next Transformers movies. First time I've been excited for a Transformers movie since I was massively disappointed by Transformers 2. The next one's going to be Beast Wars. So I'm going to see it. Let me finish it with a pitch for how cool Beast Wars is. Megatron is a T-Rex, a purple T-Rex. What's cooler than that? Barney, but Megatron. And when he turns into human mode, his tail turns into a lance on one arm, and his other arm is the T-Rex head that is also a fucking gun.
Ugh.
So screw yeah. you if you think yeah, Beastars is lame.
Too cool.
It's so cool. Oh, and also, in one of the seasons, they all got, like, spirit forms. Like, Optimus went from gorilla to super gorilla, is what I remember, and got a surfboard. Like a Silver Surfer surf around surfboard.
You can't ask for more.
You can't. Back in the day where they were like, okay, we can't just make cartoons to sell these toys. We have to make these cartoons as capital R rad as possible to sell these toys.
And they did.
And they did it. And they created a generation of freaks like us that think that shit is as the more derivative and insane it gets, the better.
Yep. Yep.
I gotta stop talking about Beast Wars for the good of our listeners. Let's go to a break.
Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to the second half of me, you, and meme reviews.
Matt shit himself. Matt shit himself.
Defecation. Bom, bom.
Defecation, no breathing. That's really, that's the
don't
two lines.
Don't give a fart if you, don't, I don't know. Don't let a fart if you feel your cheeks squeezing. I don't know. Something like that. We're workshopping that.
Try to hold back the fart with the cheek squeezing.
Me and meme reviews. If you don't know what's going on, I don't know. Go listen to last week's episode for starters. Or every single other one.
Or Matt will just fill you in right now.
Or I'll fill you in. This is the segment where we look at those products that gain meme status through their whimsical, wild reviews. And in this part two of this session, we're looking at the Haribo gummy bears, which happen to have an ingredient that makes them taste sweet without having sugar called maltitol syrup. Here's what Healthline tells you that stuff could do to you. It could give you flatulence, watery stools, bowel movement frequency.
I'm not.
Or, and my favorite, borborygmus, which is a rumbling and gurgling noise from your intestines.
I mean, that's just the daily routine for me.
That's almost an onomatopoeia. Borborygmus. That's the sound your guts are going to make.
Yep.
However, I feel, I don't know for sure, but in further research, I found myself on a thetakeout.com article in which the staff from The Takeout interviewed the COO of Haribo. And according to that interview, Haribo has never and doesn't plan to make sugar-free gummy bears because they're aware of the problem with fake sugars.
So this is some sort of off-brand mix-up.
So according to this article, it was the Albany's brand. It was just some sort of mix-up, as you say, on Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon product listings are fucky. That's no other way to put it.
Yeah, I did personally, I reached out through the contact form to Haribo USA to figure out, I don't know that they'll answer, but is this true? Let me know.
Yeah, we'll get back to you
clear,
if it's
I'll
true.
Clear your name.
All right, we'll do everything we can, Haribo,
in
to clear
any
your good
case,
name.
What a coincidence that the Albany sugar-free gummy bears are the variety that I got. But
it was destiny.
Just so you know what the game is like, here are a few reviews for the Albany Sugar-Free Gummy Bears from Walmart.com. Here is one from SG120222, titling their review, Bubbly Tummy. The regular sugar-filled Albany's gummy bears would never do me this way. A single serving had me so gassy all night. Thank God I didn't try to eat all of that tiny bag. I can't imagine the damage that would have been done. Tastes great, but won't risk it again. 3 stars.
A little bit of the bubble guts.
A little bit of
the
bubble guts. Natalie titles her review, What Have I Done? And writes, These taste great. Best eaten when you have a couple of days free. As I stated earlier, these taste just like the original. There is a passage of writing on the back of the bag noting that you might have side effects from the gummy bears if you eat too many. I ate 5. I just had to absolutely run out of a Waffle House. I'm now hiding in my car in the parking lot. This is ridiculous. I only ate 5. Do not eat this stuff, especially not if you have IBS. 1 star.
Oh, no. So she's compounding her issues.
Apparently, yeah.
She threw some fuel on the fire. But who's pregame in Waffle House with gummy bears?
I don't know. You're going to get your sweets one way or the other. So in any case, the way Me, You, and Meme reviews work is the first week we just kind of look at the impact of the product and read lots of reviews. The second week we recap, and after having tried the product myself, I give you my own both meme review and a legitimate review for the product that I actually spent money on and tried. So, I think we usually start with the meme review first, don't we?
Yeah, I think let's just get straight to the meme and potatoes.
Let's get straight to the review titled, Time Wasted. The past 2 years of my life were spent trusting science to know what's right and to know what will happen and won't happen to my body depending on what I let in it. Turns out, science is bullshit. Science said my body would tear itself a new one trying to put these gummy bears through my system. But guess what, Fauci? I ate a whole pack of these and I didn't even shit myself. So who's an expert now, huh? I wonder what else my body would have been able to fight off like it fought off these little foreign candies. Maybe all I needed was the American spirit and also the Holy Spirit to keep me safe. Look, I know a lot of people are saying they shit themselves and all that, and if so, that's a tragedy, I guess. But you can't believe everything you read on the internet, okay? Like, maybe it happened to 1 or 2 people, or maybe Jeff Bezos has people writing fake news scams on reviews to hide the truth of which products are actually good, or which ones are coming out of other countries. Most of them, I suspect. If no one else wants these, I'll take yours. You don't throw them out. That's wasteful and dumb. Even if you don't think you want them, and you're one of the 2 who actually gets the shits from them, then maybe just save them until you need a laxative. You never know when an elderly relative or young child will get stopped up, and you'll be glad you have a quick fix. Again, not sure if that will work because it did not work on me, but I work out like 2 to 3 times a week, so maybe it's just me. And ladies, if you shit yourself, you really shouldn't be letting anyone know. It's just gross. That's how I know some of these are fake. Whoa! Okay, peace. 1 star.
This review makes me very sad for you, Matt, and for myself.
Why is that?
You've read so many in looking for reviews for this wonderful podcast. You've had to trudge through so much filth written by the biggest shitheads on the planet. You can now freely channel it into...
Yeah.
You can... like an M. Night Shyamalan movie, become the shit eater reviewer and create such monstrosities as this. And I know that I probably could too. And that instills me with great fear and sadness for our psyches.
Yes, we are emotionally damaged, but
oh, it's for the clicks, it's for the views.
Yeah. Once I lean into it, I couldn't stop.
I couldn't stop. You're red pilling yourself, dude. That's how it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
One funny tongue in cheek.
It's just a joke.
Diarrhea gummy bear reviews. you know. I've never felt power like that.
I mean, I will say, obviously, the reviews on the actual product pages, people are writing essays of bowel-shattering events. Like, I'm not going to take a half hour reading. I could write it, and it'd be fun, but that's... I just go read them if you want.
Right, it's already there.
Not trying to take it all day.
We've been there, done that. There's a thousand funny turd stories.
So, here is my legitimate review titled Dramatic Tension. No exit. The Iceman cometh. Waiting for Godot. These plays all make promises with their premises. So you settle on the edge of your seat, waiting to see what the payoff will be. But for our purposes, best stand-in might be Alfred Hitchcock's renowned adaptation of Rope. A recap for those who don't know. Two men kill a third and hide him in a chest, then host a dinner party in the same room. The body is right there under everyone's noses. But will the secret burst out? So too is the promise, or warning, of the Haribo sugar-free gummy bears. Once ingested, the stage is set. The audience is in their seats and the anticipation builds. Having read reviews from ranting and raving to revolting and reviling, we know what to expect, and we wait. We watch. We listen. What starts off slowly often ends with a bang, and the best bombshell scenes must first bubble to the surface before we take sick pleasure in the reveal of the true human nature. Breath held, concern mounting, possibilities and probabilities ping-pong around our brains until that fateful moment hits us. Chekhov's gun is firing blanks. The conflict, if there was one, has passed us by, and we didn't even notice. No man against a man, man against nature, or even man against God. None. It's just man, breathing, status quo, from inciting incident to denouement. Your hero, me, my guts, my butt, take your pick, did not suffer. Did not grow, was not challenged or changed in the slightest, for better or worse. Hubris was not my downfall, nor did inaction cause my demise. But not for lack of plotting or planning. I started small, eating three bears, and noticed nothing I could attribute directly to said bears. A half day later, I faced foes twice in number, downing six more bears in one go. Still, I waited, I expected, and I was unaffected. 12 more hours having passed, I went for broke. Instead of merely doubling the numbers once more, I took out and took down all that remained in my bag, a regiment of 17 gummy gladiators. These fierce foes failed to bring me to my knees, didn't send me running or screaming in retreat, nor did I fall, teeth digging into the dust below me. I got gassy, some tough gas, the kind that doesn't always want to come out right away. But I've had worse. And I can't compare that to how I'd feel on a regular day eating 17 regular gummy bears, because that's not something I regularly do. Something I do with regularity is making regular do-dos. And I did. There was no difference whatsoever in that arena. And for the sake of posterity, not posteriors, I will note that the flavors are satisfying, though not as sweet as the sugar-full variety I compared them to, which is to be expected. So, what are we to conclude? The packaging does state that individual effects may vary, that maltitol may have a laxative effect, but this is not guaranteed. Is it a matter of good material but a bad director? A piece that's good, but only in the proper atmosphere? All that I can say is that they didn't get to me. And with that, I'll take my exit, pursued by a gummy bear. 3 stars.
3 stars both for... the lack of effect and the lack of effect.
Yeah, yeah. And they taste fine. They taste good.
Regular gummy bears.
I thought about going to buy another bag. I'm like, but why? I've tried them. I've reviewed them. I don't need to force myself to eat 30 at a time just to see.
You're a champion of the truth, as far as I'm concerned. You could have wrote a review about your funny turds and farts. But only once did you mention... the nitty-gritty details.
Yeah, I got gas.
Yeah, and when I get the bubble guts, it ain't that kind of farts. It's the, like, entire rooms of air are passing through me at intervals that they decide.
Yeah, and again, the Healthline article says you're going to have watery stools because this stuff, not only can your stomach not break down the full artificial chemical or the artificial sugar, but so it's a two-parter. What it can't break down, it ferments into gas, and then as the rest of it moves through your system, it pulls water. So it's supposed to give you lots of gas and make anything that you pass super watery. I'm a healthy person. I drink water all day long, but maybe I had a bit of the Borgmus, some rumbling.
I'm not as healthy of a guy as you, but I do feel like I have an iron stomach. It, you know, it takes a lot of stuff to shake me. Right. As I grow older, you know, Arby's has reared its ugly head as the, I really shouldn't eat that. I will feel terrible.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, I just downed some questionable Taco Bell today. I'm feeling right as rain. You know, I'm feeling good. And that can fell a weaker man. So on one hand, I wanna give it a shot, see if I can give myself some diarrhea. On the other hand, I think I might just come to the same conclusion as you.
Yeah, it's a shrug.
I would love if any listeners have tried the sugar-free gummy bearage and have had some violent results. I'd love to hear from you. Send us an email.
Please.
Reviewparty.com@gmail.com.
Prove me wrong. Tell me I need to try it again.
If a listener, you know, honest of heart, pure of soul, send us an email saying, hey, I got the doo-doo runnies from those bad boys. I definitely will try it. If not, I think this chapter is complete.
It is.
In the review party verse. It's been was it episode 2, episode 1, maybe 3? I should have went back and checked.
Super early days.
Yeah, super early days I brought this. Non-segmented, just a regular old review.
Mm-hmm.
Could have burned. Could have had a lot more legs out of it, as you just did. But anyway, I got a funny little review I'll read before we leave. It's a Yelp, I think a nice palate cleanser. Unless you have anything else to say about your grand gummy bear journey.
Nope. If you want to read the reviews, I'll see if they stay posted anywhere. If not, you can always find them on the blog. Go to reviewparty.com. Check it out.
Yeah, click on bloggy. This is a little Yelp review. I'm sure we'll have a couple funny things to say about it. It is for King's Fish House in Rancho Cucamonga. Lovely little restaurant, I'm sure. This is a review from Alfred C. They write, a nice place to stop and grab a meal while visiting Victoria Gardens. King's Fish House has a variety of dishes to satiate you. The shucked oysters were good, but not great. Bits of broken minerals / shell had to be cleaned off, but no biggie. The appetizer combo was good to try. All the mixes, crab cakes, shrimp taquitos, calamari, and more. The sushi is decent as well. A helpful tip, the kids menu / activity book is one of the best I've ever seen. Seriously, hands down, the creator of this book should be rewarded. It is a small book that has pages for the kids menu. However, it is packed full of activity pages, coloring, mazes, crosswords, reading, etc. Even a small page of wash-on tattoos. Get your kids off the tablets and have them enjoy this gem. Tasty, friendly, a pleasant environment to enjoy the day. 4 stars.
Okay. I guess first minor comment. I guess I would overlook bits of shell being on my oysters, but at the same time, like that's not a dish that, you know, Flo just shuffles on over and throws on the table. Here you go.
Sure.
Oysters. I'm paying some money for that. I don't want bits of mineral and broken shell to be floating around on my glob of mucus.
You order oysters. It's not just like Applebee's popping in Chef Mike, hit the 30 seconds plus button a few times, right, and throw it on the table. Yeah, you kind of, it's a little bit upscale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is a reply, which I don't know, I thought was kind of funny in its directness, is mostly why this caught my eye. This is from Roger O. He's some kind of business manager. He replied to this review and said, I appreciate you taking the time to give us your honest opinion. I will follow up with the Oyster Bar team that worked last night. I am confident they can do a better job.
Uh-oh.
Poor oyster dudes.
Yeah, yeah, you lose a finger every time. Next time you'll be a bit more careful. You'll have to go slower,
with
won't
the
you?
The shucker, too. That's when he cuts your little pinky off.
Yeah, that'll teach you to be more careful.
Like the Yakuza, they cut off the shucker's pinkies, so you have to rely on your brothers more. It is the most important of the mandibles for shucking.
You gotta focus if you ain't got no pinky. That way, no more shell.
It's where all the control comes from. A lot of people don't know that.
But okay, on to the encyclopedia of excitement. That sounds awesome. Temporary tattoos from the table?
Are you talking about the kids' pages? Oh, yeah, yes. The wash-on tattoos. I mean, yeah, that's also what caught me about this. It's not often that you see the kids' activity cran book mentioned.
No.
In an adult's review of a restaurant.
It is that radical. Capital R.
Yeah, I mean, I love a good maze.
I love a good back of cereal box when those are like perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, why do I have to go to work or?
When the back of cereal box somehow doesn't get old after days of staring at it with your morning sugary cereal. Magical.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the cap and crunch is like so vivid, all these colors. Wow. Oh, man, somebody's doing a handstand over there. Sweet.
You're bringing me on a trip, Cap'n.
Ahoy.
But not only did this Cap'n satiate me with nourishment for my day, but also put a little tab of something on my tongue while I'm looking at the back of this crazy box.
Put a little pep in my step, if you know what I mean.
A little micro dosage of life, of color. Hey, we're everyparty.com. We want to say thank you for letting us microdose you with comedy throughout this episode. Let me jam through this quick. Yeah, thank you guys. We got new episodes every Tuesday if you enjoyed that. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day, you might say. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to send in an absurd review, like the ones we read, like the one from Eric to kick off the episode this week. Thank you, Eric. Send it in an email with a hyperlink to the review or a screenshot to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include your name so we can throw you that sweet credit.
If you want to find out more about like funny reviews and stuff, or just us in general, you want to say hey, just like because you feel like hi. It, you can do that on the social medias. If you go to Instagram or TikTok, you can find us at reviewparty.com. If you go to Twitter, you can find us at reviewpartypod. If you go to your Internet Explorer while it's here for the next 3 months, you can type in reviewparty.com and get to our website where you can read the blog with all the cool stuff on it, like review stuff. You can see all the episodes. You can go to the shop. You can look for hidden secret pages, page possibly S on the end of that. And you can just appreciate the majesty of the internet.
We love to see it. You know, my roommate swears by Microsoft Edge.
Okay.
Isn't that insane?
A little.
Isn't that a wild take? I'm on the Chrome. I feel like that shit's eating up all my RAM. I'm thinking about going back to Firefox.
Yeah.
Anywho, enough of that boring side talk. We just want to say thank you, finally, to our buddies Nosebleeds for their wonderful music, of which Bread for Breakfast, we call it. We use throughout the episode for the theme song. Mm-hmm. If you're vibing with that, which you should because it is radical, mm-hmm. You can go to Spotify, search Nosebleeds, one word. You got more shit to listen to. I have a review to finish us off here.
Perfect.
This is a review of Amazon Prime Video, Gentle Tropical Rainstorm for Sleep, 9 hours. So it is
only 9 hours.
Only 9 hours. Listen, if you're trying to put in a 10, you can go elsewhere. But this is for a solid, you know, half hour to fall asleep, 8 half hour waking up. Anyway, from Seismone R, They title it Terrible Resolution. They write, why such terrible resolution? It looks horrible on a large screen. 1 star.